The workshop on child protection is one of the many workshops that we intend to carry out around the whole country. The objective is to support the Sudan People's Liberation Army in implementing the action plan that it signed with the United Nations, where it agreed to stop and prevent the commission of the 6 grave violations against children. That is, the SPLA has been listed as a perpetrator of killing and maiming of children, recruitment and use of children, rape and other sexual violations against children, abductions of children, attacks on schools and hospitals, and denial of humanitarian access. So the purpose of this workshop is to support SPLA in raising awareness and building the capacity of its officers and men to ensure that the commitments made by the SPLA are met and respected by all the soldiers and officers.
You have mentioned some of the issues that affect children as a result of action of soldiers. Can you say some of the critical issues as far as child protection in South Sudan is concerned? What are some of the critical issues at stake as far as child protection is concerned in South Sudan?
You know, the 6 grave violations are very critical issues because they affect the lives of the children of South Sudan, and they are the future of this country, and it affects the implementation of peace and security in this country, because a country that abuses its children cannot claim to be successful or to be part of the civilized world. But I must admit that the SPLA, by signing the agreement with the United Nations and committing to prevent these violations, is cooperating with the United Nations, and that the workshop that we continue to carry around the whole country are an expression of their commitment and willingness and cooperation with the United Nations to ensure that this violations are not perpetrated, and SPLA is delisted from the Secretary General's annex of perpetrators of grave violations against children.
Okay, so why is this workshop particularly targeting the SPLA soldiers?
Because it's the SPLA that has been listed as a perpetrator. It's the SPLA soldiers who have been accused, who have been reported for committing these 6 grave violations, and is the SPLA that has signed the agreement with the United Nations, and it's SPLA that is being supported by the United Nations to ensure that the agreement and the action plans are implemented. I might also note that there are similar agreements by the SPLA-IO signed with the United Nations, and we have been working as well the SPLA-IO, and they have been cooperating, just as we will be doing some releases of children in who are in the ranks of SPLA-IO in PBOR and also in Yambio in the very near future. So we're targeting them because they are the ones who have been listed.
And what are the key issues to be addressed in this workshop that you are organizing?
The key issues to be addressed is, first of all, the ownership of the problem. Because for you to be able to resolve an issue, you have to own it, to accept it. The SPLA has accepted. So we are just going to emphasize it to them. In fact, it is the SPLA commanders, the chief of moral orientation will be there. At this juncture, I would like the audience to understand that so far we have trained over 65 child SPLA child protection focal points across the country. We work together with them and we are continuing to train them, to build their capacity, to raise their awareness, and emphasis that this is their problem. They are the owners of the problem. The solutions lie with them, that the United Nations is there to support them in the implementation of this action plan and in making sure that SPLA stops the perpetration of these 6 grave violations and human rights abuses on children in general.